Certainly a great challenge for us this week to be back in the division against a team that's leading the division. Looking forward to being back out in front of the dog pound. And we're expecting a high level of intensity for a lot of reasons. I think it'll be a playoff-type atmosphere. You know, the margin for error for both teams is minimal. We also understand the Bengals' mentality coming in. You know, asked the team this morning to put themselves in their shoes. Times they've had a big game at home and high expectations for it, national TV audience, and had the result not be anywhere near what they expected it. So we know the mentality that they're going to have coming up here, but we can't allow that to phase us. It's going to be critically important for us to be focused and dialed in on the task at hand, in large part just because of the outside noise that has picked up significantly this week for obvious reasons. And I talked about that with the team today for them to understand that you know the move was made just because of the lack of performance at that position over the last four games. But unfortunately, they have to understand that it was as a unit, that if we don't pick up our play around the quarterback, we'd be extremely foolish to expect different results. So I challenged the team today that, you know, we all share in the joy of a win. We all share in the agony of a loss, that everybody has to pick up their play as we head down the stretch. You know, Brian got us to this point. You know, we're here, it is mid-December, and we're playing an extremely meaningful game. And it's important to recognize that. We know our goal's still very difficult to reach, but it's still there. We don't control our destiny. The only thing that we can do is prepare to go 3-0, and the only way to go 3-0 is to be 1-0, and that's why this Sunday is critically important for us. There was not. Met basically after the Monday presser, got together with the group I was going to get together with, and meeting didn't last very long, and went ahead and informed both players, and we went on to the business of starting to game plan. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think they're going to see certainly how he was last week in practice. They see how he's practiced throughout the year, but I thought he ramped it up a little bit more last week. And I'm sure they'll see it this week. They'll see him in a different light. Just even being in the walkthrough this morning, you could just see the presence in the huddle and the command and how he was calling things. He spent a lot of time up here yesterday, wanted to get a head start on the plan. And I'm sure it'll show, and the guys around him will respect it. I don't know. I mean, this is a guy that had unbelievable college production, and he's shown flashes of it at the NFL level. And I know he's apologized for it multiple times, and I had a conversation with him about it. But I don't think teams necessarily look at him that way. I think they'll try to, you know, look at the model of, hey, how do you defend a shorter mobile quarterback? You know, teams that defend the Seahawks have had issues, but I think it's more of the mobility thing that defenses are worried about, not necessarily the height part. Well, if you want to have success, you have to be great around them. I think if you get into the mode where it's, hey, you have to take the team on your back and do it all yourself, and we're just going to stand back and watch, you're sadly mistaken. You got to play. It's been our formula from the beginning. It's play great defense, run the football, minimize the number of times where the quarterback has to make a play. Allow him, give him a chance with it 3rd and 2 to 5 as opposed to 3rd and 6+. Don't put him in a situation where he's got to lead you back from 2 scores down in the fourth quarter. So I think if you keep those opportunities where he has to make plays at a minimum, that takes a lot of pressure off. It's, you know, the quarterback is 1/11th of the offense. It's the most important position, obviously, but at the same time, that as I said in the team meeting, we everybody has to elevate their play around him, and it will be a full team. It's a full team task. Well, we're not trying to install a new playbook in a week. I mean, we had an inventory that we carried in training camp. We'll just be highlighting a different portion of it. It'll be all be concepts that our guys are familiar with. There are some subtle changes, and we'll have some, not to get into specifics of game plan, but we'll take advantage of the skill sets of the guys we have out there.
Yeah, I don't know if that's necessarily the motivating force behind it, but I just think it's a true statement that we need to play better. And as I go back on the old cliche I've used a bunch of times, is that too much credit goes to the quarterback when you're successful, and entirely too much blame when you're not. And there were a bunch of plays that looked bad on the quarterback this past Sunday, for example, and that weren't necessarily his fault. But just overall level of play, that I said before, we pride ourselves on competition, that we'll be a little bit quicker to make changes at certain positions. Quarterback is one where you do have to have the most amount of patience, but we just felt it just reached the point where we needed to make a change.
No, it absolutely he does, and that was the crux of the conversation, that we wanted to make a change to do some different things schematically and to maybe bring a little bit more energy, but just felt that all things equal, that he did give us a better chance, and it's certainly not something where it's, hey, let's go ahead and, if Brian had been playing well and we decided to do it, you could make that argument, but this truly is a week-to-week thing. You know, the downside, those conversations are the negative part of the business, especially as a coach, when you got to cut a player or demote a player, a guy that we all know what his circumstances are, and it's the human element of it. It's difficult to sit a guy down, look him in the eye, and tell him that he hasn't been playing well enough, and we're gonna have to make a change. It's not easy.
Yeah, but it's also, we are, the NFL is a what have you done lately business. So that's we're like I said before, we'll be more patient with the quarterback, but the body of work was trending the wrong direction, and that really prompted it.
Well, I just think that's one position where you can't have a yo-yo on it. That we didn't hesitate. Center is probably one that's up there as well. You want to have patience, but that we decided to make a move, and it happened in game due to an injury, and went ahead and stuck with it. It's a lot easier to make changes at other spots just because the quarterback is kind of the CPU of the offense. Everything's got to go through them, that it's very difficult. If you can avoid changing there quickly and often, you'd want to do that. That's why you don't see a lot of teams bouncing back and forth. You try to settle on a guy and go with it, but it had just gotten to the point where we felt a change was necessary.
No, and I said this on Monday, that I'm not going to look back and second guess. That's just time in my life I'll never get back. It's unnecessary.
Well, certainly will be, because he's going to get the full week as the starter, so that'll definitely be prepared. And when we tell our guys that aren't starting to prepare as a starter, but that's difficult. It's a lot easier to say than it is to do. The off the field part of it is important, and how much time they're spending. But it's human nature; they're not going to truly prepare. They're going to have a good feel for the plan. And hey, if I got to go, I got to go. But when you're the starter, especially this time of year when we've trimmed reps back, and you only get so much time out there. It's not like a training camp practice where we're going to be out there for 3 hours. I mean, it's this time of year. It's all about being fresh. So we're trying to balance that line this week with the offense, where they have to get reps as a new unit, but at the same time, we still want our guys to be fresh for the game.
Yeah, you do. I mean, a lot of it depends on the player and the system. A mobile rookie does, whether it's a rookie or not, a mobile quarterback presents certainly more challenges for a defense than one where you can pretty much draw on X and know where that he's going to be within a yard or two of that X on most pass plays. That the ability to improvise, the ability to make plays off schedule, to extend plays, that can be very problematic for a defense, that you can defend the first part of the play very well and then fall apart in the second part of the play when the quarterback has the ability to extend it. So that's, and then you also want to factor in the running aspect of it, whether it's zone read, whether it's option, whatever it is that a mobile quarterback can do, that you have to take into account, that you have to defend.
It's very difficult. You end up watering down a lot of your plan. A lot of your calls end up kind of on the cutting room floor because, well, if they run this quarterback run here, we're in trouble. So it presents problems, but at the same time, you feel good because it is a rookie essentially in his first start. But I think it's a balance. There'll be some apprehension, I'm sure, on their part just because of not knowing what to expect.
I think there's you got to find some common ground there that it's going to be more within the structure of our offense, but at the same time, if you have a guy that has a unique skill set, you don't want to quell that either. I mean, you want them to allow them to do it, but it's just you got to be able to pick and choose your times to do it. He can't drop back on every drop back pass. He cannot look to turn it into a punt return. It's got to be, hey, if the read is there, throw it, take the yards, move on to the next one. Now, every once in a while, when it's not there and first read's not there, the second read's not there, now all of a sudden I have to get out of the pocket and make a play, then make a play. So I think you need to find that balance that we just don't want to turn it into, hey, let's run this college offense and let it turn into street ball. But we also don't want to say, hey, listen, here's the playbook. We need to follow this exactly to the letter. We're not going to do that either.
Yeah, it was discussed, and I have to follow up with Ray. He was out of town, so it's something that we'll go ahead and look at. But for now, just like we talk about all the other players, but Billy knows, and it's important to him, and that he's got to pick it up. I'd be a liar and say if I wasn't excited about seeing him play because I've seen it in practice and hopefully it can we got a small taste of it in Buffalo and you'd like to see it carry over how we build a game plan around it and how we go out and execute it. But it's just I know that's human nature, but I certainly don't want the team to get caught up in that either. It's what I talked about that we want to make sure that everybody's elevated their play and playing well around them to minimize the number of plays that the quarterback position has to make. Yeah, I think that's fair to say. It's a positive byproduct of doing this. We made the decision because it's what's best for the Cleveland Browns this week. But at the same time, a positive result of it is we do get a chance to see him. He can't hide from the facts. He was a first round draft pick. We all know the circumstances with Brian, and it gives us a chance, one, to win a football game this weekend's our focus, but at the same time to get a peek at potentially some, whether it's a long-term solution. It's hard to say because I've seen him handle it all in practice, that I just think just handling a game against an NFL defense that's schemed up to defend him, it's just hard to predict. What's going to happen when the ball gets kicked off? You only see so much in practice. You can only see so much in a preseason game, and it's there's no substitute for live game reps. And it's we don't know. But again, we want to minimize the times where he has to make plays for us. I think that's when you get yourself in trouble.
No, I mean I wouldn't say that. I mean it's.
Certainly could envision a scenario where we'd go back. I don't understand when some people say, well, that's a true one-way street. I mean, we don't know the results. I hate to deal in hypotheticals with the negative, but I wouldn't want to go on record saying we've seen the last of them. I didn't talk to as many people as I did, but it was everybody I talked to felt good about it.